This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news out of Washington, D.C. The United States House of Representatives sets a hearing on the Saeed matter.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, it seems like a story from a movie. Iranian pastor Saeed Abedini is sentenced to 8 years in one of the worst prisons in Iran. His only crime, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I want you to tell me about the telephone call you received from President Obama.
I have not received a phone call from President Obama.
Tell me about the telephone call you received from the Secretary of State.
I have not received any telephone calls from the Secretary of State, unfortunately.
The President's done nothing. The President hasn't said the word, Saeed. He has not said Saeed Abedini. He has not called for his release. He has not publicly spoken out.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This congressional action, by them taking the action to call the State Department before the commission, to call us to testify before the commission, I'll be there sitting next to Nagma Abedini, who everyone has seen who watches Fox News, and we're going to be presenting this. It's going to be official. And that will then lead to, I think, a direct congressional effort for the administration to answer more questions and to ensure that when they say every once in a while through the spokespeople of the State Department or White House, they're doing what they can, they want him to be released, they believe he should be released, that they're actually going to start saying he must be released and that they're actually doing these efforts.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we do have breaking news on the Saeed Abedini matter. And this is very important, folks. We are now going to have a full hearing before the United States House of Representatives on Friday. I will be appearing on a panel. Jordan will be appearing on a panel with Nagma, the wife of Pastor Saeed. There will be representatives from the Secretary of State's office. There will also be representatives from international commissions on religious freedom. This is going to be huge, folks, and this is an unbelievable and unprecedented opportunity. And understand it's going to be happening the very same week, this week, and our UN representatives are back in Geneva right now, today, right now, making presentations on behalf of Saeed Abedini at the United Nations. We're going to be doing it in the United States Congress. Folks, your voice is being heard this week. Loud and clear, and we want to take your phone calls. And when we're up there, what would you have us tell the administration? What would you have us, representing you, representing Nagma Abedini, representing this pastor, as your voices in Washington, D.C. this week, what do you want us to share with this U.S. House of Representatives Special Commission that's going to be dealing with this? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, obviously this is really big news.
It's a huge opportunity here for us to present Saeed's case to the Lantos Human Rights Commission. It's a bipartisan in nature, as well as the congressional support has been bipartisan for Pastor Saeed Abedini. They have requested the administration to do more, and I think we're at that point where the reason why this hearing is happening is because we are told through these spokespeople, when they are asked, by the way, they don't have not taken any initiative on their own. And this was after months of petitioning and demanding and media saying they won't say anything about Saeed Abedini, that now are they doing anything? And why should there be any indication that they are, and that Congress should believe that they've done anything they've asked for? And Congress has been directly involved, has done a great job, and this is just shows you that they are taking the next step that they need to take to understand why they're not getting the answers they want from the administration.
Well, this is a huge development. Dan Bennett is going to join us after the break and talk about what this means for as far as the hearing itself goes. He had a lot of years of experience on Capitol Hill. But, folks, we're going to be up there Friday representing you, representing 425,776 of you that want to stand up for this pastor. What do you want us to tell the administration? What do you want us to share with the House of Representatives on this pastor, this Christian pastor's plight in Iran? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Folks, I want to be at 500,000 signatures when I tell Congress 500,000 of you have contacted us. Go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition. We're 75,000 away. We can do this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can go with me to Washington, D.C. by being part of this petition for the release of Saeed. 877-989-2255. Help us get to 500,000.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Fascinating development at the United Nations in going on right now. Our lawyers are there. There's a hearing on Iran as part of an overall hearing that's taking place, and we will be intervening once again as we did last week. Jordan and I are going to be participating in a hearing before the United States House of Representatives on Friday with Nagmeh on this very issue. At the same time, the European Union is tightening additional sanctions against Iran, concerned about violations of human rights in the country. The AP is reporting this, folks. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels added 9 people they said were, quote, responsible for serious human rights violation to the list of those subject to a travel ban and an asset freeze, bringing the number of people sanctioned in Iran only, this is just Iran, to 87, including the judge that sentenced Saeed Abedini is on that list. Folks, but we've got a breaking news development, and that is a hearing before the House of Representatives on Pastor Saeed's case. Now, this is where you come in. We have 427,000 of you have signed on to the petition to save Pastor Saeed. This is going to be hard to get to, I know. We want to get to 500,000 signatures by 10 o'clock Friday morning, which means we need you to get this to your friends, to share this on Facebook, to get the word out. And if you've not signed that petition to free Pastor Saeed Abedini out of that Iranian prison, demanding his freedom, you go to aclj.org or you can go to savesaeed.org, either one. Go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org. Or folks, if you've not made this call, you need to go with me to Washington. This is how you could do it. There are 425,000 of you have signed this petition, almost 426,000. Go to aclj.org right now or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You realize that for everyone that signed up so far, if you just added one person, we would be at 950,000 by Friday. That's what it's going to take. But if we can get to 500,000 for sure, and we think we can, it's going to be hard. But folks, help us get there. ACLJ.org. It takes you a minute to fill this out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's talk about the hearing. Let's Than first. Than, you worked on Capitol Hill for a long time for Congressman Jim Ryan. You know what the situation like. How significant is this hearing, first of all?
This is really significant, Jay. This is the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. This is going to sort of formalize the objections that Congress has had to the executive branch's handling of Pastor Saeed's case. Remember, We have had 103 members of Congress already engaged through numerous letters, statements, calling on the executive branch, calling on President Obama to engage. They have recognized, Jay, that the president has not done that. So what Friday is going to do, it is going to formalize Congress's position on this. This is bipartisan. This is Frank Wolf and James McGovern, a Republican and a Democrat, who co-chair this commission. They are calling the State Department to give testimony. They're calling you. They're calling Jordan. And they're calling Nagme to give this story directly. And, Jay, this is Congress going on the record saying, we are concerned about this case, we want to engage for this citizen, and we want to know why the executive branch does not share that concern or does not seem to share that concern to the extent that we do.
Well, let me ask you this, Jordan. You were on Fox News this morning. Obviously, this is a breaking news development. We're going to get Nagme back in town, ready to go for this hearing. How Stan's talking about it from a Washington perspective. Let's talk about it from a geopolitical perspective. Globally, what does it mean?
Well, globally, I think this is going to be a very important push to get Congress, but really to the administration, to really let us know that they are asking for the world's support, to make that public. You know, they've done that for an FBI, a retired FBI agent who is missing, likely, they believe, in Iran. And they have said that they have asked the world to help. They have asked Iran to help directly and publicly. This family has met with the President of the United States. That is, we haven't asked for meetings with the President of the United States or the Secretary of State. We've asked for them to speak out so that Iran knows, and the world knows, our allies as well, who may have better diplomatic relationships or any diplomatic relationship with Iran that we don't have, that those countries know that the United States cares about Saeed Abedini, their American citizen.
Right. So, folks,
and that's exactly why we're doing this.
Yeah, and this means this is where you come into play on this, because we are preparing, by the way, we're preparing legal briefs that will be filed with the Congress. Those are due Wednesday. We got a lot going on, as you can imagine. Teams in our offices in Washington, teams in our offices in Virginia Beach at the campus at Regent University, teams in our media center here are all working on this right now. So we're at this kind of critical juncture where literally if everybody would just get one person to sign this petition that have already signed it, we would be at 950,000. But all we're trying to get to, which is still, I know, a long way to go, is to get to 500,000. We're at 425,891 right now. So, folks, again, if you have not signed on to this petition, you go to ACLJ.org or SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org or ACLJ.org, or you call right now. This is a way for you to go to Washington, D.C. with me. You're not going to physically be there. We know you'll be praying. But I could open up my comments by saying to the chairman of the committee, Mr. Chairman, I am happy to be here on behalf of, and I want to be able to say, 500,000 citizens from all 50 states that are concerned about the fate of a Christian pastor who's an American, who's in a prison in Iran. And 500,000 of your constituents, members of Congress, have already contacted us. So I want to encourage you right now to go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition today. We've got till Friday at 10 o'clock to be at 500,000 signatures, folks. With your help, we can get there. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go ahead and take one.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Nancy, calling in from New York on line one. Nancy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been very, very concerned about Pastor Saeed, and the only thing that popped in my head when you asked what we should say to Congress,
yes,
as Paul stood up for his rights as a Roman citizen, we should stand up
right
for the American citizens that go to these foreign nations to help.
That's to build an orphanage. I mean, he was there to build an orphanage. His crime was building an orphanage, which, Jordan, we need to reiterate, he had approval from the Iranian government.
Right. This is not.
We need to point that out in our statements to the court, to the House.
Absolutely. This is not someone who voluntarily and knowingly entered into Iran. He went through the normal process that he had done eight times before this arrest in the past 3.5 years. So made eight visits, had moved forward with his plans for the orphanage, had received the initial approval, and was getting final approval on his board of directors for that orphanage. And then the arrest comes, and these charges that relate to, you know, a decade ago, basically, or more than a decade ago, some of them. Yep. And he's been charged with nothing. He's had no problems at all. So the truth is that this is goes a step further than even some people who find themselves in trouble overseas. He's committed no crime. He did not enter the country illegally. And so we should not be putting our hands up in the air and acting as if right. we can speak out for everyone but Saeed Abedini.
Yeah, and by the way, they have charged him with being a Christian. I mean, this is not even one of these situations where they're saying it's anything else. He's violating national security because he is a Christian and was involved 13 years ago in the forming of house churches in Iran. Than, how significant will this hearing be? What attention will it bring to it? And what kind of member participation do we expect from Congress?
It's really significant, and it's significant for the reason that Nancy points out. It is our government's job to engage on behalf of our citizens, but it is specifically the executive branch's job to do this. So this is Congress saying, listen, you are not doing your job. We are taking notice, and we are calling you to action. Jay, I think we're going to get a lot of member participation. There are more than 80 members of Congress that sit on this commission. They have to specifically say they have an interest in these cases to become a part of the commission. 80 members have done so. We're going to be asking them to engage. And, Jay, the very first panel out of the chute is the United States State Department. They are going to have to answer questions to Congress for the first time. We've had a lot of letters go that have gone unanswered. Now they're going to actually have to sit in front of Congress and answer these questions.
I'll tell you what, folks, this is going to come down to a very, very important time for all of us, and we're going to need your help on this. Jordan, let's get one call here before the break quickly.
Yep, Tony in Maryland, line 3. Tony, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Thank Good.
You for taking my call.
Sure.
I know that when we carry the cross, things are going to happen. I'm in Maryland carrying
yes,
the cross myself, and they put me in bondage. But those 500,000 signatures, are those to get to the president?
Yeah, it's going to go to the president, it's going to go to members of the House, it's going to go to the United Nations, it's going to go globally. And what this will do is, I mean, when you talk about 500,000 people signing a petition, that's a big number. Now, we should be, frankly, at 1 million, but we're at 425,000 roughly, a little bit more, maybe 426,000 now, just about to cross 426,000. Go to ACLJ.org if you haven't signed this petition. Folks, we're going to Washington Friday on behalf of this pastor, and I want you going with me, and this is the way for you to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Fighting for freedom. We've got a hearing. God's opened a door. We're going to pound through it, but I need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to help us in Washington, D.C., without just going to your computer or picking up the phone, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up yep. for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to play Victoria Nuland's statement last week about Saeed Abedini and tell you why we're concerned. It's number 13.
Is there any latest on State Department efforts to get Saeed Abedini, the American pastor who's in prison in Iran, released?
Well, as you know, we remain concerned about Mr. Abedini. We raise this at regular intervals. We also remain deeply concerned that the Iranians have not yet granted access to him by our Swiss protecting power. We continue to believe he should be released immediately.
So, Jordan, give us your assessment. I want fans, too, as to what this means, because this is a pretty weak statement.
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, we know that the Iranians have denied this request to get to Saeed, and that they have said that they will not allow those medical visits. We are working on efforts to secure medical attention for Saeed because of his internal bleeding and the lack of medical treatment, but this has been denied already. This is not new information that the spokesperson was talking about. And I say that the we believe, I mean, you know, you say we believe and then it should be immediate. It's not a clear enough message, and it's never proactive. It's
right.
Always
in response.
Because a reporter asks, it's as if they're being caught off guard still, that anyone cares. But but turn on the TV.
Right.
Just check things out. Look at how many people are speaking out. Look at how much news coverage there is. And then now, of course, if they didn't realize it then, everyone at the State Department who'd be in those meetings knows now. There's going to be a lot of media coverage on this hearing Friday.
So, Than, we've got, you know, you got to be careful here because we do have Republican and Democratic support, which is very important on a situation like this. What is your sense of the administration's reaction to this going to be?
Well, I think the distinction here is that you have plenty of good Democrat support in Congress. They've been good on this. They have called for Saeed's release. The State Department, I've got to agree with Jordan here. What troubles me about their reaction to this is it took us so much work to get them to the place where they are now. We're grateful that they are now making statements calling for his release, but you compare it to the situation with the hikers or the situation with the FBI agent. You have the Secretary of State or the President of the United States personally engaged. You don't have to take them, you know, dragging, kicking, and screaming to get them engaged on those topics. And yet, for Saeed, it feels like every little step of progress takes so much work to get them where they are. So what I like about Friday, Jay, this takes it from just the ACLJ's voice, the 500,000 people who are signed our petition, hopefully by then, to the voice of Congress saying, it is time, Mr. President, it is time for you to personally be involved. That's what I think is significant come Friday.
Let me tell you, folks, it's going to be the Iranians are certainly going to get attention on this, and they're going to respond. Of course, they're already accusing the UN Human Rights Rapporteur, who really took them to task, including on the Saeed matter, of taking bribes from the United States. So this tells you what the Iranian regime is. But the European Parliament, the European Union, has come on much stronger against Iran. So things are moving towards his release. We just got to continue to work the situation. Again, we've got a hearing. If you're just joining us Friday, we want to be at 500,000 signatures. We need your help to get there. We're not going to be able to do it ourselves. We need you. I want you to go with me to Washington. This is the way you can do it. So you go to aclj.org or you call us right now at 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. To give you a little sense of what it's like and what we're doing as we're ready to go to fight in Washington, D.C., our European Center for Law and Justice has been in Geneva fighting there as well. And I'm going to play for you, and listen, it's heavily accented. It's Gregor Popinic, who's our executive director of our European Center for Law and Justice. He's speaking in English. He's French by nationality. He'll be making a presentation actually this week in French, but he made it in English. It's going to be hard to hear, but I want you to listen to it. It shows you whether it's in the UN in Geneva or in Washington, D.C., your ACLJ is there, number 17.
It is of a primary importance that the Human Rights Council persistently condemn the so-called anti-apostasy laws. In this regard, the European Center for Law and Justice would like to bring to your attention again the situation of Saeed Abedini, who is currently jailed in Iran because of his religion. Saeed has been repeatedly beaten, denied access to medical care, subjected to intense interrogations, and threatened with death all because he peacefully exercised his Christian faith. These violations must be addressed so freedom of religion and belief are reinforced as a cornerstone upon which peace may be established. The ECLG recommends that the Human Rights Council condemn every practice that prevents individuals from freely choosing and practicing their religion of choice and request that Saeed be released immediately.
Folks, there you have it. That's our European Center for Law and Justice fighting for you. I mean, literally fighting for you and for this pastor at the United Nations. And we're glad we could do it. And because of your support of the ACLJ and our European affiliates and our offices around the globe, we're able to be there for you. Again, we're going to be in Washington on Wednesday. Than, set the stage for what this hearing is going to look like.
This is going to be a chance for Nagme to go before the United States Congress and tell Saeed's story. And this is what I would say to that, the previous caller that asked about this. 500,000 signatures on this petition may get it to the president, but this Friday's hearing is happening because of all those signatures. So you're going to have Nagme, you're going to have Jay and Jordan both are going to be in front of this commission, members of Congress, listening to Saeed's story and asking questions, details about how they can help free Saeed. It's going to be an opportunity for Nagme to speak directly to the United States and, frankly, Jay, directly to the world. It's going to be a big moment.
All right, folks, we're going to be here for another half hour. Remember that. So if you're on SiriusXM, you get the full hour. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. You can listen to it live there. Again, sign on to that petition, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's grab another call.
Marcia calling in from California, online 5. Marcia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Jay and Jordan. Thank you so much for taking
the
call. I would like to really encourage everybody who's already signed the petition to go to ACLJ.org or SaveSaeed.org and paste the link to their Facebook account. I think that's the best way for me and everybody else to get the word out about what's happening. It's all there, and I think that we could easily get one more signature for everybody who posted on Facebook. So I'd just like to encourage everybody to do this. If I look at it as if this was my brother, and it is. He's my Christian brother.
Right.
I would do everything I can for him. I want, if it was my personal brother, if everybody out there looks at it as this is my brother, what would we want people to do for us?
Well, you know, this hearing's going to be, and I really appreciate your call, Marcia, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, folks, it's really pretty straightforward. I mean, if everybody that's listening right now that signed this petition would just get one other person to do it right now, I'd be at 950,000. We'd be at a million, close to it. And I want to say this also. We're going to send out an email alert on this probably Tuesday or Wednesday, and we're going to ask exactly what you just said, Marcia, to add another name. Because, Jordan, if we can get to 500,000 by Friday, that's going to be quite a statement.
That is the statement we've got to make for Pastor Saeed, and it's absolutely right. And people have joined. Now is the chance for people who are listening now. I mean, I know some of you are out there that haven't done it yet. Go to SaveSaeed.org or ACLJ.org and sign now. But everybody out there, if you can find one other person to do it, we're there. All of you listening right now, you find one other person to sign that petition today, those numbers will be skyrocketing. We'll be very close to 500,000 well before this Friday. But we need you to do that. You've got to take more initiative than just signing the petition if you've already done so to help us get there. It's the only way we'll get there.
Well, we're going to fight for this guy, this pastor. We want you to be part of our team fighting with us, folks. Stay on the line, those of you that are there. We're going to get to your calls in the next half hour. It's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Now, this is a plea coming from me, folks. Jordan and I are going up there. Nagme will be there. We're going to be appearing before the United States House of Representatives. I want you to be there with us. We're at 426,200. You go to ACLJ.org right now and you sign that petition. Get a friend to do it as well. And we'll cross 500,000. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to do it today. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take action now.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union, but we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We've got a hearing set for Pastor Saeed Abedini that is going to take place in Washington at the U.S. House of Representatives, the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. It's a bipartisan group. Than will give us the details about that in a moment. And, Jordan, right now we've got our team at the European Center for Law and Justice in Geneva. And what are they saying?
Well, I mean, we've already given one oral presentation on behalf of Pastor Saeed. That's what we were just playing before. Gregor, our European director, based in our headquarters, our office in France there for the European Center for Law and Justice, delivered in English. And we're hoping to be able to do it tomorrow in French as well. It's never a guarantee. In fact, we thought last week's presentation would be this week. So this would be the second time. There have been another organization, too, we work closely with that also got delivered. So the council is hearing, the Human Rights Council is hearing directly that there are groups willing to take all of their time in their oral presentation for one person. That sends a major message to them. And the second part is that we've been very clear about why, because he's being beaten. And I will tell you, as Gregor reported to us, when he uttered those words and when he made that clear, everyone focused in. It got everybody's attention. And right now at the UN, this is specifically over the next couple of days, focused in on Iran's human rights record. So the Iranians are there being represented. We'll make sure we update people on those efforts as well.
Well, this is going to be a big hearing, obviously, with a lot of impact. Than, set the stage what it's going to look like.
Well, it's going to look like a hearing in front of the United States Congress. And here's the interesting thing. Yesterday, or last week, Jay, when you were on Fox News on Friday morning, Congressman Frank Wolf, who is the chairman of this commission, saw that report, and he immediately cleared the
stage. Yeah, Jordan was on Friday. Let's set the stage for that. It was a piece that Todd Starnes did that aired that Jordan was on as the guest live in studio. So go ahead. Jordan, you were on. That was part of the package, right?
Was part of the package. We had filmed it directly with Nagme, right.
And the reason I bring that up, Jay, is because Congressman Frank Wolf saw that report. He immediately cleared his schedule for the commission for this upcoming Friday and said, this is something that is so urgent, our commission has to engage on it immediately. So that's why we had the short notice. That's why it's happening this Friday. You're going to have up to 80 members of Congress who are sitting on this commission that are going to, like Jordan said, they're going to take their morning to dedicate it to this issue of persecution in Iran, specifically Saeed's case, and they're going to hear from Nagme. So significant, and I would just go back to, this all starts from the petition. We were on Fox News because of the petition, because of the numbers on that petition, and it is everyone that has engaged with this that's going to allow Congress to hear from Nagme directly on Friday.
Which is going to be a big thing. I mean, folks, this is a huge event. So we want to encourage you, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, let's go to Marcia calling it. Actually, let's go to Ruben, California, line 6. Ruben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ruben.
Hello, Jordan and Jay. I appreciate your program and what you guys do. When you guys go to the House of Representatives, can you please remind them, on my behalf, that when I took oath and became the citizen of this country, I renounced all my loyalties to the country that I came from. And now our Saeed Abedini, he needs his country's loyalty, too, and his country's protection, because he is suffering for doing something right. He did not shame his country, America, for doing something wrong. So he needs our country's loyalty right now. So please protect him.
Well, that's, that's a good point. And we do want the country. That's part of what we're going to do. Jordan, what do you expect from the State Department, which is going to be we're really tight on time here. I'll tell you what, we're going to be coming, taking a break. We'll get Jordan's comment when we come back. Give us a 10-second version. What do you expect out of State, Jordan, come Friday?
I expect that they are scrambling right now to figure out who's going to deliver these remarks and what they're going to try to say and not say. And they do realize, regardless of that, they've got Congress's attention now, and they're going to keep being pushed for real answers and real responses, because they can make it private. Congress could say, let's go private. Let's take this secret. If you tell us we can't do it publicly, fine. Tell us.
I'll tell you something, folks. You got to ask yourself, why is it that they will not come out more publicly on Pastor Saeed Abedini? Is it because he's a convert to Christianity? Is that what's bugging the administration and that makes them look bad with the Muslim world? I don't know. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Got a hearing set Friday for Saeed Abedini. That is going to be significant in multiple ways. By the way, we got word a little while ago, and I guess we should get an update on this, too, from Jordan and Than, that there's been a move in Congress talking about the situation with Egypt, that Congress is putting a hold on some money here. What's the latest on that, Than?
Well, this is that additional the administration wanted it to be $1 billion on top of the $1.5 billion that Egypt gets every year. Congressman Ileana Ross-Layton, who was last year the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, has said that the administration wanted that package to be much, much larger, but they held most of it. So the bottom line on this, Jay, is even though there's a little bit of money that the administration still wants to send up, not a little bit, it's $250 million, it would have been much more. So the pressure that we have been exerting on this issue is paying off. The Muslim Brotherhood government is poorer as a result of our making this public.
Well, that's some good news. Again, folks, if you didn't speak out, it wouldn't have happened. You did, and we got a result, and that's good news. I'm going to be, by the way, on Sean Hannity's television broadcast tonight talking about this trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law in New York, which I still cannot even believe that is reality, but we're going to do that and also be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast this afternoon. Jordan's going to be back on Fox News tomorrow with Nagme on the situation for Saeed Abedini. So a lot going on around the globe as we get ready for this hearing Friday in Washington, and could be tomorrow or Wednesday in Geneva at the United Nations. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's get another call.
Yep, Wendy in Oregon on line 5. Wendy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Hi. Thanks so much for what you're doing for Pastor Saeed.
Sure.
And my question is really quick. We have a youth group at my church, and they want to know if they can sign the petition. Like, how old do you have to be?
Yeah, and we actually just checked with the head of our digital advocacy, senior counsel of the ACLJ, David French, and the answer is yes, they can. They can sign it, and they can get emails, and they can share it with their friends. So that is a great idea. We're trying to do everything we can to get to 500,000 signatures, so that would certainly be an easy way to do it. Just have them go to Save Saeed. In fact, for a youth group, let me tell you the site to go to. Would be the SaveSaeed.org. It's SaveSaeed.org, because a lot of Christian artists that they're going to recognize actually are on that site with videos. In fact, we have a montage of those Christian artists. And I want you to take a listen to this, the who's who in the Christian music industry and in country music as well, that are speaking out for Pastor Saeed.
Hey, Pastor Saeed. I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, Saeed. This is Bart from Mercy Me.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
Hello. This is John Foreman from Switchfoot.
Hey, Pastor Saeed. I'm Ricky Skaggs. We're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength.
Just know that we got your back in America. We are praying for you and for a quick release.
And we are praying with everything that we have that you are home free and soon.
Hi, Nagme. I'm Natalie. And I want you to know that while I can't even begin to comprehend or understand truthfully what you're facing, I've tried to put myself in your shoes and imagine my husband being taken away from me and from my kids. And I can't fathom it, but I am praying.
I'm Josh Turner.
I'm Kevin Max.
I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, this is Toby Mack.
Join me as we petition and pray.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Well, there you have it, folks. This kind of tells you a lot of what's going on here, and this is, I think, very significant. So the answer is yes, share this. Get that information out. We've heard from a lot of our friends in the music industry that are really speaking out for this pastor and his family. You can be part of that, too, at SaveSaeed.org or ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 426,402 of you have already done so. We want to get to 500,000. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mary Ellen. She's been holding on Illinois online, too. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a comment and a question.
Okay.
The comment for Congress is, I feel or Pastor Saeed represents all of us as citizens.
Right.
So if I'm legally traveling somewhere, this country will just let me rot and die in jail. And my other question is for the president and the executive branch. Is it because I am a Christian that nobody's paying attention to me?
Well, you've asked Mary Ellen the question that we try to figure out, and Jordan's got a theory on this, and Jordan, set forward what your theory is.
Well, I do believe that the controversy surrounding this is because he's a convert, and that the State Department policy, probably if they're not pushed along by any administration, actually, but by bureaucrats as well, is it, well, what do you expect? Convert, you convert from Islam. This is what eventually happens to you, and so you made that decision long ago. They kind of—I really do think that there's—you could be a retired FBI agent missing for 6 years. They're willing to do whatever they can. I think that's great. They should be doing that, by the way. You can be hikers that walk over the border illegally, which, by the way, was something they didn't have authority to do. Whether they were dragged there or not, we don't know. But that was the allegation against them. Fine, help them. They're Americans. Get them home. How about Saeed got there legally? No, wasn't arrested. Didn't try to sneak in. Gets arrested when he's about to leave, and now is being denied medical care. He's been sentenced to 8 years in prison because of activities relating back to 2001 that he had never been charged with. The truth is, we should be speaking out for every one of these individuals. One of them we aren't. That's Saeed Abedini.
Well, that's the one we are now concentrating on. And, Than, the fact that we've got a hearing on this is going to make a big difference come Friday, especially with the amount of people standing with this pastor and his family.
Yeah, it's certainly going to raise the volume on this. And Jay, to Mary Ellen's other point, she's exactly right. We all should be thinking, what if this were me? I mean, Saeed's about my age. He's got a wife and young kids just like I do. What if I found myself in a similar situation? Would this government come to my aid? I'm a professing Christian. Would they come to my aid if I were in a time like this? And so I think what Friday is going to do, Jay, it's going to give Congress yet another opportunity to stand up for all of their constituents. Remember, they represent us. They are the closest to us. And we can say to them, it is your job to engage on behalf of a citizen, and if it were me, I would expect you to engage. And so now that it's Pastor Saeed, you need to engage for him as well. And Friday's just another opportunity to do that on a big stage.
Well, and that's the plan right now, folks. So we're going to be pushing hard. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Let's get some more calls in.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Jim, calling from California, Line 3. Jim, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jay. Thank you very much for all your hard work, and thank you, Father God, for the breakthroughs. This is major breakthroughs.
It is.
With just having the hearing. And what I'd like to say to the on Friday that get this man out of this horrible situation. He's a U.S. citizen, and he's been through enough. If it was you, if it was I, I'm agreeing with all the other callers. As U.S. citizens, converts, what's this about converts? If a person's an actual U.S. citizen born in this country and was an atheist and becomes a Christian, that's a convert? Come on.
Well, it's a part of a policy, I believe, and we don't have absolute proof of this, but it appears to us, and we hope we're wrong, that because he's a convert, and he was born in Iran, became a U.S. citizen, is a convert from Islam to Christianity, that that's somehow embarrassing to the Obama administration's global plan for engaging the Muslim world. And, you know, Jordan Thand, we're speculating here, but, you know, I think there's some real speculation behind it. I think there's some real thought behind it. I mean, I don't think this is just an idle thought. I think there's something to this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think this is what we have to be really honest, and when we're talking about these situations, we realize that there's something holding our government back. Is it because he's part of a Calvary Chapel Church denomination? That I don't want to go there. I think it's more about this idea that it's he is someone who somehow understood the consequences of his actions. But he's an American, so it doesn't. We don't accept violations of human rights of American citizens. I don't care what they think about his faith or if he should have left Islam or kept his mouth shut about it. He was there legally and made 9 trips and was leaving. He was complying with the law there. He was complying with laws here. He's a U.S. citizen, and this shouldn't matter one bit. That may be the reality of why Iran is so upset, but that should not be the reason why the American government doesn't do anything.
And Than, we've only got less than 30 seconds here, the reality is this will be brought to the House's attention. What action takes place from this? What do we see happen after this?
You are going to get a bipartisan recommendation from this commission, and I think it will be directly to the United States. And just to echo what Jordan is saying, this is not about partisan politics either. This is a Republican and a Democrat calling for this action, just like Republicans and Democrats, Jay, signed those previous letters. This does not have to be about politics, and we need the President of the United States to follow Congress's example on that.
Well, I've just sent out an email, folks, that says that this is an historic moment. This is the moment the world truly becomes aware of Christian persecution in Muslim lands, and you're going to see it before the United States House of Representatives on Friday. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. We encourage you to do so. Help us get to 500,000. ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and 2 young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Hey, listen, in this segment of the broadcast, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jordan did on Fox TV this morning on America's Newsroom with Martha McCollum. In this interview, he announces this hearing that we've been talking about that's going to take place on Friday in the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission in front of the United States House of Representatives. So this is the first chance that Jordan had a chance to announce to folks that Nagme will be here in D.C. Jay and Jordan will be here in D.C. testifying to Congress. So I'm going to play a little bit of that interview for you in just a minute. But before we do that, I wanted to play for you another piece of sound that occurred on Friday in Geneva at the Human Rights Council there at the United Nations. This is ECLJ attorney Gregor Pupnik taking Pastor Saeed's case to the Human Rights Council. Let's go ahead and play that piece now.
Saeed has been repeatedly beaten, denied access to medical care, subjected to intense interrogations, and threatened with death, all because he peacefully exercised his Christian faith. These violations must be addressed so freedom of religion and belief are reinforced as a cornerstone upon which peace may be established.
Folks, this is part of what makes the ACLJ's effort in this so monumental, so historic in many ways. We're able to engage the Human Rights Council in Geneva the same week the United States Congress takes up and hears testimony from Nagme and hears testimony from ACLJ attorneys, both Jay and Jordan, coming up on Friday. And Jordan had the opportunity to go on Fox TV with Martha McCollum, America's Newsroom, this morning to announce this hearing, to talk about the significance of the upcoming hearing. You know, folks, Frank Wolf from Virginia and Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, a Republican and a Democrat, both have signed a letter to Secretary Kerry asking for greater involvement on Pastor Saeed's case. We haven't seen the movement that we had really hoped for by this point, so they have taken the initiative upon themselves to actually invite Nagme, to invite the State Department, to invite the ACLJ in front of them directly to hear this case, to elevate the visibility of it, and then again, to again push the State Department to further engagement. So Jordan was able to go on Fox TV this morning and let the world know that this hearing would be taking place. I'm going to go ahead and play that interview for you now. Again, this is Jordan on Fox TV from this morning.
We have breaking news today on a U.S. pastor who is locked up in Iran, who has spent months in a notoriously brutal prison simply because of his Christian faith. Welcome, everybody. Brand new hour starting now in America's Newsroom. I'm Martha McCallum.
And I'm Bill Hemmer. Good morning. Pastor Saeed Abedini, a married father of two, says he left his Boise, Idaho home to start an orphanage in Iran, but was arrested there on charges of trying to spread Christianity in that country.
Jordan Seculo is executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, and he joins us now with this breaking news. Jordan, good morning. You have been fighting for more recognition of this for a long time with the U.S. government. What's your news this morning?
Well, we're going to have a congressional hearing this Friday. We found out over the weekend we were asked to participate, as well as Nagme Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife, in a hearing before the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission, which is completely bipartisan in the House of Representatives. Many of the members of this commission, including the two co-chairs, were part of the bipartisan letter last month to Secretary Kerry asking him to do more. So this is not a Republican-Democrat issue, but instead really Congress and who's doing everything they can, but the administration who's been ignoring them. So we're going to actually be able to testify to present Saeed's case to the House of Representatives, to the commission. And also, the State Department's been invited to participate, so they will also be there and subject to the questioning of these members of Congress who have asked for more.
Pastor Saeed, obviously, as you point out, is an American citizen. I think so many people have been shocked that they don't know about this, that they're not aware that there's an American pastor who is being held simply because he's a Christian. We've spoken with you, spoken with his wife several times here in America's Newsroom, and she made it clear that he has been told that if he would simply renounce his Christianity, he could go home, but he won't do it. So how do you think this might change things on Friday?
Well, this can be what we've been working towards. You know, why she's doing the interviews, why we're here, why we're telling the story so publicly, why we take every opportunity. His life is in jeopardy. He's suffering right now from internal bleeding. He's not getting the medical care he needs. We are working on efforts to secure that and the proper medical treatment. But this congressional action, by them taking the action to call the State Department before the commission, to call us to testify before the commission. I'll be there sitting next to Nagme Abedini, who everyone has seen who watches Fox News, and we're going to be presenting this. It's going to be official, And that will then lead to, I think, a direct congressional effort for the administration to answer more questions and to ensure that when they say every once in a while through the spokespeople of the State Department or White House, they're doing what they can, they want him to be released, they believe he should be released, that they're actually going to start saying he must be released and that they're actually doing these efforts.
Do you think they'll be able to get anywhere with that? I mean, they have not been successful in the past. The Iranian government seems to feel no responsibility to listen to our government on these matters.
Well, I think they were successful with the hikers. You know, we're going to go through with this at the hearing. The number of times the administration spoke out for the hikers. There's a missing FBI agent. The administration has no problem speaking out. At a minimum, we expect that for an American citizen, as Saeed is, the government to come and make it clear to Iran that this is important. But this administration has ignored calls from Congress, both the House bipartisan calls to do more, and the Senate. I mean, Senator Graham asked the president to directly get involved. We, of course, know that the president has not done that. Nagma Abedini hasn't gotten phone calls from the president or the Secretary of State.
Why do you think that is? Why would the president not be very interested in this issue?
I think there is one issue which it's controversial, but because of his religious conversion. And that this hearing focuses on religious freedom as well in Iran, and there will be other faith groups represented. But that because he's a convert and he's not a political opponent of the regime, he's not a political prisoner, if you will, in the classic sense, that it's somehow more controversial to this administration. But I'm not sure how a person who is a Christian being imprisoned in Iran is any more controversial than a retired FBI agent or hikers that end up possibly, you know, going over the border. He had a right to be there. He didn't violate any laws by going in. He was cleared to go in. His orphanage has been cleared, as we've discussed. But I have to thank Congressman Frank Wolf, and the co-chair of the commission as well, as a Democrat congressman who's been outspoken on this, Jim McGovern from Massachusetts.
You know, he brings attention to the larger issue of these underground churches in so many countries in the world where Christians are being persecuted for trying to carry out their Christian faith in these churches. It's something that people need to be a lot more aware of. Thank you so much, Jordan. We'll be watching, of course, on Friday, and we'll look forward to speaking with you and Nagma afterwards. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just to give you an idea right now of how all this has been going on, how long, Abedini became a U.S. citizen through marriage in March of 2010, and between 2009 and last year, he had traveled to Iran safely 8 different times to work at his orphanage. But on July 28 of last year, he was placed under house arrest by Iranian authorities, only to be thrown in Evin prison a few months later in September after guards raided his home. January 20th of this year, Abedini allowed his first and only meeting with an Iranian lawyer, but he found out his fate just about a week later when he was sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of distributing national security by creating a network of Christian churches in private homes in Iran.
Again, folks, that just demonstrates what a big week this is for Pastor Saeed. Of course, we're very concerned about his health. We know he has some internal bleeding happening. He continues to be persecuted, to be beaten, not given the proper medical care. But we are taking his case to the United Nations. We are taking his case to the United States Congress. We are asking that you stand with him, that you stand with his wife, Nagma. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Be here in Washington, D.C. with Nagma as she testifies on Friday. Sign our petition, 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.